If the others heard me talking out loud, they would think that I'm crazy.
I'm not crazy. And since I am not crazy, I don't care what anybody thinks!
I may not be as strong as I think, but I know many tricks, and I have resolution. So wrote Ernest Hemingway, his words spoken there by Anthony Quinn, in the movie of his short novel, The Old Man and the Sea. It's a story of an unburdening of a troubled man's heart that is a classic of American literature. But all the unburdenings of a writer could not prevent the unraveling that took Hemingway's life by his own hand in a cabin in Idaho in 1961. Three of Hemingway's siblings killed themselves. His father did, as did his granddaughter, Margot. Margot's sister, Meryl, is very much alive. If people think she is crazy, she really does not care. And she has a few tricks that might explain her strength. She's committed to living well. Meryl Hemingway is an Academy Award-nominated actress, author, and activist who came early to the notion that it is the secrets in families that make mental health so tragic and often fatal.
I don't see that violence was the issue in my family, except for the fact that I think that any time that you're repressing stuff and going into addictive behavior, that's violence towards a self, but that's a different conversation. I think that repression and not talking about something creates a tremendous more amount of discomfort and mental illness and imbalance. Currently, there's just so many obstacles. There's so many things that are creating imbalances. It's just, it's a very, very complicated and complex issue. And it becomes more and more complicated as we kind of forge ahead, not really addressing the source.
I wonder if things would be simpler, if a lot of these problems would be simpler, if we had a better language for talking about our feelings, our angers, the things that make us fearful, racial issues. I just think that we have such a primitive language for talking about the things that really are in the headlines. And
absolutely. I think you're absolutely correct. And I think that you nailed it when you said it, all of these things are based in fear. And the reason why we can't speak about them is because it's locked up in a construct of fear. And people, you know, by the very nature of fear, we don't want to talk about those things that scare us. But I have now had many years of undoing the idea that I come from a family that's cursed. That was a horrible feeling to have. And I never wanted my own daughters to feel that they came from a cursed family. Because that's, you know, we all have choice and we all have free will and we all have the ability to change things. It doesn't mean that you don't have depressed days. It doesn't mean that you don't have, you know, stuff to deal with, because we all do. But to put that under the blanket of being cursed is not part of their lives.
Are your daughters happy?
They are. I think so. Yeah, my youngest is an artist. Like literally, she does pen and ink and works with different modalities of painting and stuff. And so she is happy. It's fun to watch them both. My other daughter is a model and an actress and quite successful. They're both successful. And it's interesting to watch them in their creative expression and what moves them and how they go about orchestrating their own creativity and how it is defined differently than, you know, say it was for my grandfather or even for me early on in my life. So it's interesting. I find it fascinating to just watch them.
Do you think artistry, creativity, is on some level fundamentally destructive?
I would like to say no. I actually think creativity is not destructive. I think that we have created a world where creativity is defined by how much pain you go through. And that's a misinterpretation of artistry. And I think if my grandfather were around today, he would go, wow, I didn't have to suffer. I think he was part of creating that belief system of writers, especially, you know, they just have to suffer. They have to be on the razor's edge. They have to go you know, they have to live in difficulty in order to create something that is worth something. And I don't think that he would believe that today. But that's, you know, that's my projection.
Well, I mean, your family is part of this artistic, and, you know, it goes back to Edgar Allan Poe and way before that of writers and creative people trying to find an American music, an American song, an American story, an American literature. I think today maybe we're more confused than ever about all of that.
Yeah, I think we are. I think that we are trying to redefine ourselves. And also we live in a world that's all about technology. And so it's very hard to figure out how you fit in that. You have to reinvent how you do things. It's just a different environment than it was. So I think we are confused as a culture to what creatively matters.
You know, after we spoke a couple of years ago, I went back and looked at some of your grandfather's writing, and it seemed to me there was a theme. You talked a lot about the theme of, you know, mental illness and depression in your family, but there's also a theme, I think, of tearing away taboos about speaking of things. I mean, it seems to me that his work was very much about throwing aside this repressed sense of masculinity and being sort of bold and upfront about it. It got him into all kinds of trouble. Mm-hmm. And you've continued that on some level.
Well, I think that I love that you say that, because he's been so misunderstood or mistranslated into this guy who was, you know, a man's man, and it was all about misogynistic behavior and all of that was a very gross interpretation of him. And I think you're absolutely correct that he was all about, like, going in there and really talking about things that people didn't talk about. Because if you look at his characters, they were, you know, they were struggling with real things that were taboo. And, you know, thank you for saying that I'm carrying that on. The idea that we can be bold, and that we can talk about things that we're afraid of, so that we're not no longer afraid of them.
Well, congratulations for having two happy children. I mean, there's not much more that you would want than
right?
that.
I think so too. That is pretty cool.
Mariel Hemingway, thank you so much.
Thank you for talking to me. This is awesome.
Mariel Hemingway is an Academy Award-nominated actress, author, and mental health advocate.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.